USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. More than a dozen possible tornadoes were reported in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas Friday night as severe weather moved through the region. The storm sent families scrambling for shelter and damaged or destroyed homes in several communities. More thunderstorms are expected in the southern plains this weekend, which could lead to more life-threatening tornadoes. Former President Donald J. Trump is expected to announce a third White House campaign soon after the midterms, possibly as soon as the week of November 14th, according to people familiar with the planning. Advisors cautioned that no final decision had been made and that former president could change his mind on the details. The potential announcement date was first reported by Axios. In order to make our country successful and safe and glorious, I will very, very, very probably do it again, he said of another presidential bid. Very, very, very probably. The crowd erupted in applause and chants of Trump, Trump, Trump. Get ready. That's all I'm telling you, Mr. Trump said, very soon. Pot is on the ballot in several states next week.
Voters in several states will be deciding whether to legalize marijuana next week. The issue is on the ballot in Arkansas, Maryland, Missouri, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Medical marijuana is currently already legal in each of those states. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On a virtual call Friday with supporters that was not public, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke for the first time following the hammer attack on her husband, Paul Pelosi, 1 week ago.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your kind words, your prayers, and your good wishes for Paul.
The speaker was optimistic about the midterm elections.
The Republicans have put in tons of money against our candidates and cut our lead in some cases, but they have not taken this.
This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovNint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
There could be a deep freeze on diesel.
Major fuel companies are sounding the alarm of an upcoming diesel fuel shortage that could soon impact your wallet. The United States is down to a 20 to 25 day supply of diesel fuel. Typically, that number is closer to 35 or 40. Rick Todd is the president and CEO of SC Trucking Association. He tells Fox and Friends First, this isn't a good situation for the trucking industry.
There's no way any company can absorb cost increases like this, and any business that can't pass on their costs isn't going to stay in business for very long. So, and the larger fleets are a little bit better positioned to deal with these kind of conditions, but the smaller fleets, and like 91% of the nation's truck fleet, these companies have six or fewer trucks.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving, who was suspended indefinitely in the fallout of his social media posts promoting an anti-Semitic film, will have to meet with Jewish leaders and with the team before he can return to play, General Manager Sean Marks said on Friday. Here's Marks on why Kyrie was suspended after his postings.
When you're dealing with, when you touch subjects like this and you don't show remorse for them, immediately, that's when people start asking questions. That's why we're here doing this right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.